Hi, welcome back. Can money buy you happiness? Well, that was the subject of a book I wrote many years ago. Yes, money can buy you happiness. And I looked in the book at the seven money myths, delving into your own limited beliefs, finding out how to enhance your money mindset, learn how to transform your finances using the 3R money formula, and discovering that money can buy you happiness. Okay, so enough of the plug of my book. But to me, I thought, if everything else was equal, you know, would you rather be broke or rich? And I know which I've been, because I've been there. I've been broke and wealthy, and I much prefer having money behind me. Even if you're unhappy, I'd rather have money unhappy than be unhappy and broke. I think that goes without saying. You know, would you rather live in a nice house, a nice area, or a dump? Would you rather live in a spacious property in a nice area where you feel safe to go out at night, or do you want to live in an area where you're scared at night? Do you want to drive a nice car, not necessarily a Ferrari or Rolls Royce, or do you want to drive an old banger you're not sure it's going to start and it's rattling around, you're not sure it's going to get you to where you want to go? Would you like to have medical treatment when you need it, like if you need a knee replacement? Would you like to just go and get it done, or do you want to wait a year or 2 years on the NHS waiting list? All these things form part of your happiness, because, you know, if you've got a knee problem and you can't walk properly, your health will suffer. Obviously, your knee will suffer, but also your weight will suffer because you can't get out and do exercise, and your quality of your life will suffer. So of course, you're not going to be happy about that. So the sooner you get that knee replacement or the hip replacement done, the better. A lot of people are remortgaging their houses now to get private treatments. They just can't wait long enough to get things done, because that's not considered a priority by the NHS. So they will prioritise emergency care and not that sort of thing. So that's one of the reasons why I wrote this book, because, you know, if you talk to somebody in a third world country, developing world country, I think you're supposed to say, and then you see them living on the streets. I saw kids in Cambodia living in one of these concrete pipes that they used for water, so it was left out on a building site, and they were sleeping in that terrible situation. They were running around like in a pair of underpants. They had no clothes on. One of the little toddlers had nothing on. So of course, if you ask them, would money make you happy? Of course, they're gonna, you know, there's no question. But if you say, well, money doesn't buy you happiness, no. I know. I'm a Westerner, I'm middle class. I don't need money. You know, it's vulgar. Money is vulgar. Of course, people say that when they've got loads of it. You know, the royal family famously never carry cash. I think there's